Now, according to the immigrants' rights group Voces de la Frontera, 34 people were arrested this weekend in Wisconsin by immigration and customs enforcement agents. It says about a third of those arrests were made in the Madison area. Arrests by ICE aren't terribly unusual. What is that at least Madison leaders say they didn't know this was coming. Police Chief Mike Koval says ICE typically gives them a heads up about when and where arrests are going to be made. At a news conference yesterday, Dane County Sheriff Dave Mahoney said the failure to communicate is unacceptable.
To enter our community armed with weapons, ballistic vests, raiding our community without notifying local law enforcement puts our community at risk.
City leaders say the arrests happen at homes, workplaces, and during traffic stops. ICE says it's complying with federal law and agency policy. Abigail Becker is a city and county government reporter for the Capital Times. She's been covering the story in the Madison area. Abby, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me here.
Well, before we hone in on Madison and Dane County, can you talk about where arrests were made around the state over the weekend?
Sure thing. So Voces de la Frontera, the Milwaukee-based immigrant rights activist group, reported that there were 15 people arrested in Arcadia, 3 people in Milwaukee, and 5 arrested in Green Bay. And those numbers were as of Monday morning.
And they've been trying, I guess ICE doesn't put out statistics like this, at least not in the first couple days after arrest. So Voces de la Frontera, it sounds like, has been trying to do a survey, a census, to figure out how many people have been arrested.
Yes. Yeah. I think they've been in contact with the community and have been, you know, confirming who and how many have been detained by ICE.
Now, here's a statement from ICE about the arrests, quoting here from a printed statement. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE officers are out in the community every day conducting targeted arrests. ICE continues to focus its enforcement resources on individuals who pose a threat to national security, public safety, and border security. ICE conducts targeted immigration enforcement in compliance with federal law and agency policy. While looking for those specific individuals, ICE officers sometimes encounter others who are also in violation of U.S. immigration laws. So a key point in there and in some of the events over the weekend, this is not, from what we can tell, a broad sweep or a raid, as some people sometimes think of it. These are targeted individual arrests, as we understand it.
Yes, that's how I understand it, too. And the press conference on Friday, city officials were, very intent on expressing to the community here in Madison and Dane County that that these arrests, you know, were not part of a raid. You know, however, at the press conference on Monday, the Voces de la Frontera executive director, Christine Newman-Ortiz, you know, did categorize it as a raid just because of how many people were arrested. And I think regardless of how you categorize it, it does, strike fear in community members here.
What do we know about the people who were arrested in this enforcement action over the last few days?
So we really don't know, you know, too much. I mean, I think through community members, we have found out, I mean, that these are parents, these are coworkers, these are employees that are affecting, local businesses here. But not much is really being said. Not much is known about where the individuals are being detained either.
Right. So we don't have an indication over where they are, what procedure they might be going through now.
Right. That is correct. Yep. And through the Dane County Immigration Affairs Specialist, there is an effort to connect families who community members who know people who have been detained by ICE to get them connected to legal services in order to find out that information and, you know, get them legal representation.
Right. And this was something that came out in at least one of the press conferences, right? Can you talk about what the county was saying about that outreach effort?
Sure. I mean, essentially they were, encouraging people to call Fabiola Hamdan, who is the immigration affairs specialist for Dane County, just to let them know, you know, who's being affected, through her, she will connect them with the appropriate services.
And one sticking point, as we heard in that quote from the Dane County sheriff, apparently was at least the local law enforcement officials saying they weren't given a heads up by ICE. What do we know about that?
Yeah, that is correct. So typically the agreement, as Madison Police Chief Koval has described it, is that ICE will give the department a heads up and actually will, text one of the assistant chiefs, right away about that, just because it is important to know. And so in this case, that did not happen. And, you know, he is unsure why. And so that is also kind of a curious, element to these detentions.
Right. What have we heard from city and county leaders then on that issue about what they want to hear from ICE about that?
Right. Well, I know on Friday, Chief Koval said he would be communicating with ICE offices, especially the one in Chicago, to find out why that did not happen. And so so I know that he said he would take steps in order to kind of fix that that chain of communication that wasn't in play over the weekend.
Now, you mentioned reaction in the immigrant community. What kind of things are you hearing after this string of arrests?
Right. So definitely fear. You know, this is a scary thing. You know, people are being taken away and their family members and friends don't know why. So there was one woman who spoke out about her uncle being arrested on Friday. You know, she was on her way to school and turned around. She was the one in the family who spoke English well, and so she was needed to translate. So definitely fear, but yet also the executive director of Centro Hispano expressed a preparedness that has been going on. You know, so this is a surprise, but also there's been steps to be in place in order to support the community members.
We're talking about this weekend's ICE arrests in Madison and elsewhere in the state with Abby Becker. She's the city and county government reporter for the Capital Times. You can join in at 800-642-1234 with your reaction to the news of these arrests this weekend. Was ICE just, as you see it, doing its job? Did it cross a line? Do you think there should be better communication between a federal law enforcement agency like this and local governments? And is this part of your personal story? Do you know somebody who was detained in this enforcement, this string of arrests or previously? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about this weekend's arrests by ICE agents here in Wisconsin. Immigrant rights group Voces de la Frontera says 34 people that they know of were detained, including 15 in Arcadia, 11 in Madison, 5 in Green Bay, and 3 in Milwaukee. Abigail Becker is the city and county government reporter for the Capital Times. She's been covering this story, especially in the Madison and Dane County area. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you in one of the communities that's been affected by these arrests? Do you know someone caught up in the arrest this weekend? What do you think of this enforcement effort? Is ICE doing its job enforcing immigration laws? Do you think it's going too far? Should local police fully cooperate with ICE or not? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Abby, a lot of focus on how these raids affect the Latino community. We've been talking about that some. You're writing that at these press conferences, they were talking about a wider impact, too.
That's right. Yeah. And while these arrests do affect the Latino community here in Madison and Dane County and across the state, you know, it's important to realize that there is a wider immigrant community that is also affected. The co-executive director of Freedom Inc. was speaking Monday, and, you know, she really did want to remind people of that. She specifically works with Hmong and Cambodian refugees who are here in town, and they're also vulnerable to these types of arrests and detentions. And, you know, I think she said specifically that we are in crisis also.
And can you talk about getting back to the arrests themselves, where they occurred? I mentioned just briefly some at homes, but some also at places of work.
That's right. Yep. In workplaces. And I, you know, through social media and other reports, you know, I've seen that some of these occurred, you know, in restaurants in Madison and that kind of thing. So these are having a local impact.
And some restaurants, I gather, shut down because some of their staff had been arrested?
Yeah, so I know of one that was shut down, I believe, yesterday because of all of this. So, so I don't think community members are taking this lightly.
So can you talk more about groups like Voces de la Frontera and how they're trying to react and maybe prepare for future arrests like this?
Sure. I really do think that they're taking sort of an informational approach and really letting people know that this is going on and how individuals can protect themselves, especially after something has happened. And really, I think the timing is critical when thinking about getting people connected to legal services and letting people know that they do have rights and that they should be aware of that.
You mentioned at least one personal story, I think at one of the press conferences, a young person whose uncle had been arrested. Were there other personal stories highlighted at least at the press conferences about these events?
Right. So the one I mentioned was the main one. And you know, it was very visible that it was difficult for this young woman to kind of to speak about this, you know, and she told the story twice in English and in Spanish, you know, for all the people that were present. So that was the one person who did come forward very publicly in these press press conferences. And I think there is kind of a fear to talk about it just because, you know, people are very vulnerable right now.
Is this a challenge for you in reporting on a story like this that people have maybe an interest in not being heard?
Sure, it definitely is. You know, with this type of story, you know, I believe it's important to the community to tell, but also you do need to be aware that people are hesitant to, you know, to put their stories out in public because they don't want to, you know, cause any harm to themselves or to other people that they may be talking about. So as a reporter, you know, I try to always to listen and to acknowledge that fear and to kind of work with sources, you know, if once they are willing to talk about that their story.
And there have been rumors flying around, I think, since these arrests, unconfirmed stories of more possible arrests. Are you seeing these rumors flash up, whether true or not, indicating that people are worried out there?
Yes, definitely. I think, you know, social media is definitely a part of that and in kind of boosting these rumors around the community. And I think that, you know, while it is good to let people know what's going on, if those indeed are true, that can also lead to creating even more fear, you know, kind of during this difficult time.
And then as you follow up on this story, what are some of the things you're watching for next?
Sure. I'm definitely looking at the business community here in Madison and Dane County and just looking at how they have been affected.
Yeah, and one question for them, I imagine, will be, well, if undocumented immigrants were arrested at your workplace, why were they employed in the first place? Is this a question that's been addressed either in press conferences or by businesses so far?
Sure, that's not been addressed, at least with me so far. But I think that definitely, you know, is a question that would be out there, you know, as well as, you know, just even if, you know, ICE might have, you know, picked up someone if their, you know, immigration status was in question, but maybe, you know, they are here legally, you know, that just leads to, you know, a lot of questions and a lot of confusion. And I think there's a lot of information kind of swirling around.
We'll leave it there for now. Abby, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
Abigail Becker is a city and county government reporter at the Capital Times. We talked with her about the recent ICE Immigration and Customs Enforcement arrests in Madison and other Wisconsin communities. If this is a story that's affected you, let us know. You can always email us at ideas@wpr.org with your thoughts on issues like this and, again, your personal experiences.